small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm the concert wife, Suzanne Dillingham.
And we are about ready to talk about Rod Stewart. This is the third time we've done a Rod Stewart episode, and today we're doing Rod Stewart, the 90s and beyond. We've talked about the 60s. Wait, is this our fourth one?
No, this is the third.
We did the 60s.
Did we though? Didn't we do 60s, 70s? 70s, because
and
there
then 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, so here we are. And we're not covering the covers albums, and we're not covering the Great American Songbook, and we're not doing those. We're just doing the proper rock and roll albums, which was eight of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And we each picked two songs from each one, so it's a lot of songs.
I've been very excited about doing this episode, though, I'm not going to lie.
And why is that?
Just because, well, I wanted to do it before you left L.A., and then that just wasn't going to work out. And then I was going to come out here. I was going to fly out to North Carolina.
Yes.
But you were going to be gone.
I was going to be gone because Rita had a play in New York, and then the play got postponed because the theater had construction going on, and they were promised that it would be done before the play, and it wasn't, so... Then we were texting, and you were like, aren't you in New York? Aren't you supposed to be in New York? I'm like, no. And then you were like, I'm coming out.
Yeah.
And I said, you're not invited.
So I'm coming anyway.
And the next thing I know, I heard this. Let me in.
It's cold out here.
So we are in the Rock Room. This is the second episode we recorded this weekend with you in the Rock Room. And it's finally heating up out here. We do have the heaters still running right now, currently. So if you hear a little bit of that in the background, just calm down and bear with it. Right.
And by the way, love this Rock Room. You have done such an excellent job decorating this, fixing it up.
Yep.
I saw all of the pictures and videos from when you first moved out here and how bare it was, and it looks amazing.
Well, I have to give it up to Pilar, because when she was looking for houses, she definitely wanted to find a house that had some type of a space where I could podcast, whether it was going to be, I don't know, a third room that was an office or maybe something in the basement. But this garage had a side room that was literally just a cement floor and down to the studs. And so she said, once we get certain ducks in a row, we will tackle that Rock Room. And she was always like, I think we'll be able to start it, do it in June. So that's what we did. June 2025, we had the insulation and the drywall and the ceiling sealed up. And then we had it painted, and then we had carpet put down, and then Kyle came out for a weekend, and we sorted and hung up all the stuff. Now, I still have five albums on the floor behind me that need to be hung up, and I have some of those CD frames, because I had some CDs signed that I forgot about, so I'm putting them in. Because if I'm going to hang everything up, I need to hang everything up. So, but yeah, I agree. When I come in here, it's just like, every time I walk in, I'm like, I can't believe this room exists.
It's a perfect space for this.
And in LA, you know, we would podcast up in the office, but when I wasn't podcasting, I had to take all the equipment and put it away. But here, the equipment just lives on this podcast table all the time. And there's a couch out here, and there's a recliner, and there's a drum set, and everything's good. And this is now you would think that I spend all my spare time out here. And I don't, because I love the house, so I'm in the house, too.
Which, again, great job on picking the house. I am in love with this space.
Thank you. So I like the compliments. And, you know, you've been here in the Rock Room Live. Kevin Hartbarger has been here. The Daves have been here. And Kyle's been here. And Rita and her friend Piasha have been here. And Steve O'Dockerson has been here. And so I just want people who are passing through to plan on coming here and recording always. So
it's super fun.
That's it. Oh, hold on one second, Suzanne. I got to say something real quick.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Now back to...
Back to the show wasn't supposed to be. But yeah, hey, tonight's episode is sponsored by Wolfie's Blended Scotch Whiskey. It's Rod Stewart's brand, and it's a rascal of a thing.
To the show.
All right, I almost pulled that off. We're really not sponsored by that. We are drinking it, though.
I was totally like, what?
We are drinking it, though. We are drinking Wolfie's Whiskey. Now, that's got a wolf on it, giving a wink. He's up to something, right?
Of course he is.
What do you think? He put some roofies in someone's drink, that wolf?
No.
He's got an ace of spades in his top hat?
He doesn't need to.
Okay. He's got an ace of spades in his top hat. This bottle says first release, product of Scotland, and that's almost done. We're mixing it with ginger beer.
You know, it's got to be good if I'm going to drink it.
Yeah, let me
take... Because this is not my go-to...
And you're do you say partner? What do you say?
I do.
You say partner? Oh, you guys are in a law firm together?
Yeah, I know. Because we're in our 50s. He's not my boyfriend. We're not married yet.
Why don't you call him...
Fiance sounds ridiculous because we're not in our 20s.
Is he your slam piece?
Yeah.
That's not good?
God.
That's not good? All right. That's not bad, but I feel like I need more whiskey in it. Here we go.
Have at it. Oh. Oh, God.
It's got a cork in it. Okay, so I'm going to pour a little bit. Now, will that hang out on top or will that float down to the bottom? I think it hangs out on top, doesn't it?
Probably. Take a sip and find out.
Listen to this. It's like we're in a saloon. It's not good. Didn't do anything. All right. Okay. I don't have anything to stir it with either.
Oh, it's sitting right there. I can see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right on top. Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, so let's go through the Rod Stewart albums from the 90s. That's where we're starting. I think we're starting at 1991. Let me pull up some information. Now, we've each picked two songs from each of these albums. So that's four songs too many.
Look, I'm a big Rod Stewart fan, but there is a point where I dropped off. And so some of these albums are new to me.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. But we are going to start with 1991's Vagabond Heart. Now, at this time, Rod Stewart was still riding very high as far as the charts go. Vagabond Heart went to number 2 in the UK and went up to number 10 in the US. So that's pretty high. And it was a platinum album in the US. So, and it was platinum. It looks like it's platinum all over the world. So this was a big album for him, Vagabond Heart. Many producers on this: Bernard Edwards, Trevor Horn, Patrick Leonard, Richard Perry, Lenny, I can't say his name, Warren Kerr, and Rod Stewart. And it's got a lot of tunes. It's got 14 tracks by my count. And this was a successful album for Rod Stewart.
I like this album a lot. Yeah. I will say, when I was picking songs, I have 5 of them listed and had to pare it down.
Okay.
I still don't know what my second song is.
Well, your second song, it can be the one because I didn't take it.
Okay.
And that's a great choice. So what's your first song?
My first song is Rhythm of My Heart, and it is the title track, right?
That whiskey's getting to it.
It's not the whiskey, it's the other classic mule that I'm...
Let me say
I'm
some...
I'm double-fisted here with drinks.
Rhythm of the Heart. So Rhythm of the Heart...
I'm not drunk, I swear.
Whatever. Keep telling yourself that.
I'm not yet.
That's what alcoholics tell themselves. I'm not drunk.
I know.
I can handle it. I can handle it! You don't know anything about me. Rhythm of My Heart was... Give me the keys. I can drive.
Yeah, I can drive.
This is my fucking car. Rhythm of My Heart was the first single, I believe, from this
album.
It's
not the first song?
It's the first song, but I think also the first single.
Okay.
Let's hear Rhythm of My Heart.
So good.
Does this have bagpipe in it?
Of course. It's Rod.
Scotland.
Is slipping away. Let me still exist in another place, running on the cover of a helicopter plane.
flames are getting higher. In effigy, burning down the bridges of my memory. Love may still be alive, somewhere, somewhere, where they're down and only dear, 100 steel towns away.
All right, fantastic. This is Rod Stewart's 16th studio album. 16. Killing it. That's a great song.
I love those bagpipes.
Yeah.
I really
it's
do.
Really
and
good.
I normally don't think, I think they're annoying, mm-hmm. but in any Rod Stewart song, bring it.
Bring
I
it.
Love it.
Bring it. Put a kilt on, kick a soccer yeah. ball, spray that hair up.
He's so awesome.
Rod Stewart is awesome. Did you read his book? I've talked yes. about it many times.
Yes, and every time we do these episodes, then I go into the chapters that yeah. coincide with the album, so I know what was going on at the time that he was doing yeah. them.
Rod Stewart is awesome. There's no doubt about it. I picked the song that was written by Robbie Robertson. I believe it appears on Robbie Robertson's first solo album. It's odd to say that I like Rod's version better, but this is Broken Arrow. Love his voice.
Who else are gonna bring you a bottle of wine? There he goes, moving across the water. There he goes, turning my whole world around. Do you feel what I feel? Can we make it so that's part of the deal?
Now, I don't know if at the end of this episode we will have converted listeners to want to go out and seek these Rod Stewart albums that go from the years 1991 all the way up to 2021. That spans a 20-year period. And I'm going to assume that a lot of people... You're a Rod Stewart fan, and you don't know a lot of these albums. So I'm assuming it's gonna drop off pretty quickly in the episode with what people know and don't know. Like the casual Rod Stewart fan is certainly going to know some songs off of Vagabond Heart. But then I believe it's going to get a little bit tricky.
There's just I know most of them, but there are a couple that I must have listened to them. At some point.
At some point, yes.
But I didn't remember them going back into
yeah.
it.
Well, I had a great time revisiting these.
Oh, so did I.
Like, it made me, like, want, like this year for my album a day, I've been doing some discographies and some things, and it makes me want to start January with Rod Stewart's,
yeah.
the Rod Stewart album, and go the whole way up to Swing Time or whatever he just released with Jules Holland. And I, you know what? And I might even fucking listen to those fucking songbooks.
I was thinking the same thing.
I might do it.
I might do it too.
All right.
But I have to say that Rod Stewart has a way of like making me like want to dance,
mm-hmm.
want to cry laughing.
Yeah.
I mean,
cringe.
Every
you cringe
emotion.
Too. You can cringe me
he
out
can
a little
bring
bit.
Out every emotion.
Yep. And, he just seems cool to me. Even as an old man, he seems cool. You know what I'm saying?
He is cool.
He is cool. I think
because
you know what I think.
I've never met him, but I know he's cool.
You know what I think? You know what I like about him? I think I don't think he takes himself seriously.
I think he just is never lost appreciation for everything he's gotten.
And he's always been happy, and he's never been like, why don't I have this or yeah. why don't I have that? He's just like, yeah, this is great. This is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Some people want it, and when they get it, they are
They're
fucking
mad
and pissy. And he's like, no, I got it, and I'm going to keep it for as long yeah. as I can keep it. Yeah, Rod Stewart's cool, folks. All right, your second song is?
Well, I know. I like to dig into other songs, but that maybe people haven't heard. Mm-hmm. But I went with Rebel Heart.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's just a jam.
Here we go, 1991. Now, there's going to be a lot of songs during this episode about picking someone up and going out. There's like so many where it's just like, and he likes to say that it was 9:30. It was midnight. It was, he likes, you know, but that's just, you know, that's just how it is. And bear with it. And we know it and you know it. Okay. We're closing out Vagabond Heart already with song number four. And this is a ballad, a very quiet one, and I gotta be honest, this was not an easy pick of songs from this album. Like, I could have picked, I love the two you picked, I love the two I picked, but I could have picked, I could have gone for many on
like
this
I
album.
Said, I had five of them.
It's a really good album, and this song that I picked is called If Only.
If only I'd ever listened to all of my closest friend, knew that it was over and the party had to end. If only I'd have noticed the sadness in her eyes, she'd still be in my arms tonight. If only, if only importance of being cool, to give a kiss, maybe just say, darling, I love you. If only I'd said I'm sorry, I'd have been a-
I love those type of Rod Stewart songs.
And your two picks are not any of the ones that I crossed off.
Yeah, see, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And did you like my two picks?
Yes.
Yeah,
love
see,
them.
It's a great album. Now we're moving on. It's 4 years until the next proper Rod Stewart album. We're right in the middle of the 90s, 1995. The album is called A Spanner in the Works. And I think that's an English phrase. Let me see if it tells
it's like,
me.
It's like a throwing a wrench in it.
Yeah. A spanner in the works. And again, this, usually when an album has multiple producers, I feel like it doesn't work, but Vagabond Heart and this album have multiple producers, and I'm fine with it. This album is produced by Trevor Horn, Rod Stewart, James Newton Howard, Michael Austin, Lenny Warrenker, Bernard Edwards, and Andy Taylor from Duran Duran, who, you know, worked with Rod on the Out of Control album from 89. So this is, I really like this album. This is one that I always liked. It's one of those ones that people don't know about. I feel like after Vagabond Heart, that's when he wasn't chart topping anymore, even though he never stopped recording albums. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I think this is where you start seeing less of his writing.
That's true. He stops writing, he starts using more outside writers. This album goes to number 4 in the UK, number 35 in the US, but it did go gold. In the U.S., it went gold. And that's not a small feat in 95, when this isn't the type of music that's on the radio in 95. And he's probably not even being played on MTV at this point either. Vagabond Heart had videos that were on MTV.
I remember the Broken Arrow.
Yeah. And the Motown song?
Yep.
Is that, yeah. So, okay. So what's your first song from 1995's A Spanner in the Works?
My first one is one that Rod actually did have some writing on, which was Lady Luck.
I love it. I don't want this to be an ass-kissing fest, but there's just no one like Rod Stewart. There's no one like him.
I know.
And, you know, other guys in his age bracket that are still doing it, like Mick Jagger, but I feel like Mick Jagger does take himself serious. I think he's having fun and all the other stuff, but I think Mick Jagger's a businessman. You know what I mean? Like, I think Rod Stewart lets the business...
That's so funny, because I have no opinion on Mick Jagger
okay.
whatsoever.
All right.
I'll go with whatever you say.
Okay. Oh, then I'll pontificate and pretend like I know what I'm talking about. All right. So, my first song was a single, Leave Virginia Alone. Mm-hmm. The song is written by Tom Petty, but never released by Tom Petty until the Wildflowers box set came out a few years back. I guess Tom wrote it. The Wolfie's Whiskey's making me burp. So I am going to play a little bit of Tom's version that was finally released. But yeah, at the time, I don't know how you get a Tom Petty song from the group of songs that he was recording for Wildflowers and convince him to let Rod Stewart sing it. But maybe Tom was like, oh, Rod, I like Rod. I've always liked Rod. That would be cool. So this is Leave Virginia Alone.
Well, they chased her down the alley and over the hill to steal her will. She was as hot as Georgia asphalt. When the A-crowd came to adore her brain, so leave Virginia alone. Leave Virginia alone. She's not like you. And me, she's not like you.
So then finally, 25 years later, in 2020, on the Wildflowers box set, we finally get to hear Tom Petty's version. And here it is.
Well, they chased her down the alley and over the hill to steal her will. She was hot as Georgia asphalt.
Sorry, I have to clear my throat a little bit.
That's fine. That's fine, Boozy.
I know. That's exactly what it is.
So, okay. Now, I like the Rod Stewart version better only because I heard it first.
I'm a lot like that on...
That's the only reason. Otherwise, in any other universe, if I heard this Tom Petty version first, I would be over the moon for it. And I am over it. I'm over the full moon fever for it. But... That's
You're
so stupid.
An idiot.
But no, I only like the Rod version because I heard it better because I heard it first. But both versions are fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty
it's
equal
just a great
on
song.
Them.
It's a great song. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
I do like the way Rod says Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah. Leave Virginia alone. What is your next track?
My next track is Hang on St. Christopher.
Who wrote that one?
Tom Waits, who I cannot stand to listen to sing his own songs, but when anybody else does, I love them.
I
he
know.
Is a brilliant songwriter.
A brilliant songwriter. Stay away from that microphone. Put that fucking microphone down. You pick up pen and paper.
I'm so glad you're saying that.
You
I
pick
feel
up
like
pen and paper.
Somebody's going to punch me in the look, face when every, I say look, that, but I'm like, come on.
No one can convince me that he's a good vocalist. No one's going to go, Tom Waits. I mean...
Every time I hear a song and find out that he wrote it, that somebody else is when somebody else is singing it, I'm like,
leave Virginia alone.
That tracks, but
not like you.
Stop.
And me, not like you.
I mean, that's not far away from what it is.
What's my nightmare? Tom Waits singing that Linda Perry song.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do
What's
it. Don't
going
do it.
on?
Okay. Hang On, St. Christopher, sung by Rod, written by Tom Waits.
Hang on, St. Christopher, through the smoke and all. Pop it down the rumble seat, let the radiator blow out. Got an overhead downshift and a $2 grill. Got an 85 cab, hang on at 85 E. Hang on, St. Christopher, on the passenger side. Open it up tonight so the devil can ride. Hang on, St. Christopher, with a ball-ass dog. Kick me off, man.
All right, this album is loaded up with the special guests all over this album, including a couple people that have been on my show. Let's talk about it. Here we go. We got Billy Preston is on this album. Tim Pierce on guitar. David Lindley is on this album. Davey Johnston from the Elton John Band. Andy Taylor from Duran Duran is on three songs. Leland Sklar, friend of the show, plays bass. Bernard Edwards, Carmine Rojas, Kenny Aronoff from friend of the show is on this album. Just so many people. Anyone else of note? That I can say, no, lots of people on this album. And yeah, that song's great. If Tom Waits was singing it, I have no time for it. No time for it.
It's such a groove, though.
Yeah, it is a groove. Now, my next song, Rod is co-written with Andy Taylor. And him and Rod, when they were together, they're big drinkers, partying, not afraid to write some down and dirty, sleazy songs. And for me, there's like a bunch of Rod Stewart songs that are one-word titles that are just kind of, like, I almost put them together. Like, it's passion and infatuation and jealous. And then this one from this album called Delicious. Oh. And this is one, I mean, again, we talk about sometimes Rod has some cringy lyrics or just, like, just down and dirty lyrics. But this, and this one has a little bit of that, but I love it. It's The song's called Delicious, and I just think it is delicious. Make me horny and hot. You're delicious.
The most juvenile lyrics.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. I love it. Delicious. Are we done with Span or we're done? All right. Moving on. All right. For me, this next album from 1998, When We Were the New Boys. This is a gem. Have you listened to this whole album?
I did.
And what did you think of it? Before we get into the songs, did you have an opinion of it after your first listen?
I didn't really. Okay. I didn't find it great. I didn't hate it. I liked it just fine.
Yeah, for something about this album that for me, and all the songs, I think Rod only.
This is where he starts not.
Yep, he's recording other people's songs.
Right.
But these versions are so
they're really good.
Who's some of the songwriters on here? Noel Gallagher.
I love that song.
It's
that
a great
did.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a cover of an Oasis song, I believe.
Maybe.
I think it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a cover of an Oasis song. All right, we'll get to it in a minute. Okay. Anyway, I think, and let me tell you something. When this album came out in 1998, I had been living in Los Angeles for 3 years, and at that time you'd grab the LA Weekly, and that's how you would find out things. And I see that Rod Stewart's going to be playing. He's going to be signing albums at Tower Records. He's going to sign this album at Tower Records. And then he's going to play in the parking lot at Tower Records on Sunset. Well, I have to go over to that, right?
Yeah.
And so I did. Now, I was too late to get his autograph for, you know, for whatever reason. But he did a full concert in the parking lot. He didn't just play three songs or five songs. He did a full fucking concert in the parking lot.
How much do you miss Tower Records and all of that?
And all that fun stuff.
The midnight releases like that.
You and I saw, we saw Cheap Trick play the Budokan complete show at the Roxy.
Yeah.
And then we walked down to Tower Records and they signed it. And that thing, that up there, that's where I got that thing signed. That's my all-time favorite signature getting thing from Cheap Trick.
Ugh.
And I pulled that off the wall and they all signed it. And
I remember that night.
Yeah. It was so
like
much fun.
Start to finish. So great.
Yeah. I'm looking
at the track listing. That's why I'm looking at my phone, because I'm trying to remember all the songs.
From what?
Because unfortunately, I had to go through every single one of these albums like quickly, because remember when we were just going to do the Cheap Trick and then I'm like, hey, right, you want to do Rod Stewart too? And I'm like, okay, well now I got to get cracking.
Yeah. Cause why wouldn't we do a second one while you're here?
You have to.
I'm trying to find the Rod Stewart Tower Records set list. I can't find it. I should have looked at it before, but anyway. All right. So what is your first song from When We Were the New Boys?
Look, I know we've probably played this before, but I chose Ooh La La, and my note says, because of course. But I love it.
Yeah, but he never sang it originally. Ronnie Lane sings it.
That's true.
The original version. So this is Rod.
So maybe I didn't play it.
He's paying tribute to Ronnie Lane. And does Ronnie sing it, or does Ron Wood sing it? You know, I got to look it up, because I don't want to give misinformation. Maybe Ron Wood sings this. Hold on. I'm looking it up. The Faces. Ooh la la. Here we go. Faces song. Ronnie Wood sings the lead vocals on this. To be honest, Rod Stewart doesn't have anything to do with the original version. He's not on it at all.
There
He's not
go.
Playing a tambourine or anything.
Well, it's good. Then
Ronnie
this
Wood,
is original.
Ronnie Lane, Ian McClagan, and Kenny Jones on drums. So this is Rod finally taking a bite out of Ooh La La. So let's hear it.
Poor old granddad, I laughed at all his words.
The voice has not lost anything up to this point. It's crazy.
Man. He spoke of women's ways. They'll trap you and they use you. You kind, don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger.
Ooh la la, indeed. So good. And of course, my first song is the cover of the Oasis song, Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Yeah.
It kicks off the album. Again, I love this album. You had it, but you crossed it out.
I
know. The two songs you picked and the two songs I picked, and I still had other ones that I could have picked. Like Hotel Chambermaid.
Yep, I love that
fucking
one.
Great.
Yeah.
And that's a cover of a Graham Parker song. I mean, here's Cigarettes and Alcohol. I think this is better than the Oasis version. Sorry, I do.
Wait for it.
So this one was produced, this album was produced by Rod Stewart and his longtime sideman, Kevin Savager. And yeah, and it's just fucking kicks ass. We're two for two already. And here's a little info. Rod recorded the song Ooh La La as a tribute to the song's co-author, Faces bassist Ronnie Lane, who had died a year before this album's release. So what's your next song from this killer album, When We Were the New Boys?
My next one, Rod had a hand in writing, and it is the title track, When We Were the New Boys.
All right, here we go. Probably a song no one's ever heard. I think few people know this album.
I do recall every face that climbed this hall, and in this room our hats were hung, and words were written and songs were sung, and we held our glasses high, and we dared to reach for the sky, and we never would grow old. When we were the new boys, and on these streets we were like kings.
Look, I'm reading the song titles now, and this was such a hard choice for me to choose just two songs, even after the ones you picked.
I know.
It really was. Like, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read some song titles that I could have chosen. Rocks is great. Secret Heart is great. Hotel Chambermaid, Shelly, My Love. The last song, What Do You Want Me to Do? These are all fantastic songs. And by the way, I'm going to put this out there to the Rock Solid listeners. There's a Japanese bonus track that I don't have, written by Rod solo, by himself, called Careless With Our Love. If anyone has that, please send it along, because I would love to hear that. If it's anywhere close to these other 10 songs, I'm going to dig it. All right, so the song that I chose as my final, it's another one of those one-word title songs, but not in the same vein as Delicious. This one's called Weak, and I think it's so good.
Lost in time, I can't count the words I said when I thought they went unheard. All of those harsh thoughts, so unkind, 'cause I wanted you, I wanted you. And now I sit here, I'm all alone. So here sits a bloody mess, tears fly home. A circle of angels, deep in war, 'cause I wanted you.
Fucking rocking.
This is it. I don't want to say. I'll hold off until we move on.
All right, there we go. Love this album. Yeah, go get Vagabond Heart, A Spanner in the Works, and When We're the New Boys. Stream them. That's the thing we couldn't say when these albums came out. Right. You had to go buy it and figure it out. But now you can stream it, so check those out, because really good stuff. All right, we're moving on to how many years pass from 98 to 2001. Does Rod have throat surgery during this time?
That I can't remember.
He has probably some throat surgery at some point. So this is this album from 2001 is called Human. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I have a trouble with saying that word.
Why?
I don't know. Why are you making that face? I thought you were making that face because...
This is the part where I stop recommending that people go out and buy the album.
For this album. Or moving forward,
just this one.
Okay, yeah, this is not... Yeah, when you sent me...
My face is how I was listening to all of this.
When you sent me your song list, when it came to this album, you put, oof... Which you know, we are up to 72 degrees in here now.
I know.
And the heat shut off.
I need to take my sweatshirt off.
All right. Easy now.
Yeah, my notes said WTF.
There's, I mean, first of all,
and fuck this album.
There's so many songwriters, and none of them are Rod.
No.
And there's so many producers, and there's, and he, at the time, he must be working with the newest, hottest producers, because the reason I know that is because I don't know any of these names. Greg Alexander, Dennis Charles, Carl Gordon. I knew Danny Korchmar, friend of the show. Christopher Neal, Brian Rolling, Graham Stack, Mark Taylor. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know these people. I don't know these songwriters. Macy Gray, I know. But
you know who else doesn't care for this album, I don't think?
Rod Stewart.
That's the one.
All right, but let's. But I still think that we picked some okay songs.
Yeah, but what my note on mine is this is the first one I didn't skip.
What do you mean?
I would listen and I couldn't. I couldn't get through the whole song.
So you did,
and
skip.
I would skip.
This is the first one did skip.
This is the first one I did not skip, and that's why I picked it. That's why it was one of my picks. This,
your first song is the one you didn't pick. You didn't skip. Now
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the album.
Like,
as a
I
whole.
Would start listening okay. and I couldn't get and through just, them. And like, then until I finally found one that I could listen all the way.
All right. And what's that one called?
It's called To Be With You. Okay. And it's number 9 on the album.
A shoulder to cry. To talk to and somewhere to walk to. I need to remind you somewhere.
Yeah, that's nice.
Whenever you need.
Yeah, I like that song. That's nice. Nice song.
It is a nice song.
All right. And that's all you want to say about it.
That's all, yeah.
All right, so the song I picked is track 2, co-written by Macy Gray and like a whole bunch of other guys, like 4 people on this song, and I like this one too. It's Smitten. Let's see, Suzanne's gonna hate it, I guess.
Who must I be for you?
See, he's trying to do a different style of music here. You know what I'm saying?
Hopelessly. Do you?
If you have that many people writing the song,
it's too many.
There's a problem with the song.
When I need to so much in a rush, wish you trust like I do. And I have tried to please her. Oh yeah. Much to my say something to ease my mind. She gets quiet every time. Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I am smitten.
I just wanted him to get to the word smitten. You don't like that song?
No.
You know, after this, since this album didn't do well at all on any chart or anything, this drove him then to make music that is going to make your grandma wet for the next 10 years with those Great American Songbook albums. Because after this album, he's like, okay, no one wants me doing any type of
he's like, I'm not writing the songs
current
anyway,
music.
So
yeah. So I
might as well do
sing
what I want.
Might as well sing the Great American Songbook. And that's what he does from basically 2002 to 2010. Your granny was getting down in the kitchen baking brownies and listening to Fly Me to the Moon. Yeah. All right. What's your second song from?
I write? Can I have the bonus track?
You can have the bonus track written by Prince. And Prince's version of this song is fucking great. It's called Peach.
I couldn't even go with one of the regular
no,
tracks.
No, you had to
I
go with this. Couldn't. All right, here we go. Peach.
She was dark. She was tired.
She made me glad to be a man. She was young, she was smart, just one glance, and she stole my heart. The kind of girl you wanna teach, she's a beast. Listen, summertime, feeling fine.
I mean, not even close to Prince's version, though.
No.
Just such a cleansing of what, of all the dirty and rocking that Prince does on that song. It's just, yeah, it's just rough, but it's better than a lot of the other songs.
I didn't like this album at all.
All right. Now this is the song that I'm going to play. I have a lot of backstory on this. This album came out in 2001. Ezra was born in 2000. This next song, I must have listened to thousands of times, because when it was time to get Ezra to go to sleep at night, this is the song that I would hold her in my arms and I would dance around the living room or whatever room to this song, and it always seemed to make her go to sleep or calm them down. So this song, and I do love this song. This is the reason that the physical CD is still on my shelf, is because of the song I Can't Deny It. So here we go.
Yeah, yeah. How can I tell you how much I love you? I never put no one above you. It's just you in my heart. And you're making me wild. How can I tell you how much I need you without you? I'm just a bleeding man. Yeah. So good.
And with that, we are done listening to Rod Stewart music for the next 12 years. It takes 12 years until his next proper...
To erase your memory.
To erase the memories of Merry Christmas Baby and the Great American Songbook 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then still the same, great rock classics of our time. Too long of a title, Rod. And then follow that up with Soul Book. I'm going to do soul covers. And it's just like, Jesus Christ.
But you're going to go and listen to all of them.
But then, yes. But then, look, Great American Songbook, 3 times platinum. Volume 2, 2 times platinum. 3, platinum. 4, platinum. This great rock classics of our time goes gold on the heels of those songbook albums. Soul Book doesn't do that great, but then Songbook Volume 5 does well. Merry Christmas Baby goes platinum. I mean, and then we land at 2013, and the album is called Time. And this is his, at this point now, it's his 28th studio album. And he's going to produce this with Kevin Saviger. And I have a version of this album where there's 18 songs. And Rod is writing now again.
Mm-hmm.
And let's find out if that's a good thing. For you, the album is Time. Is Rod writing again? Is that a good thing?
I think it is.
I think it is too.
My note says, thank God for this album.
All right. Yes. This is a comeback album, yeah. Not for Rod as a performer, but because he still toured with those songbook albums and everything, you know, all that stuff. But this is a comeback album for him as a pop rock singer and icon. So what's your first one?
My first song is Can't Stop Me Now.
And I believe this was the first single from the album. And when I heard it, I was like, well, look who's back.
Yeah.
Look who's fucking back. That's what I said to myself out loud. Here we go.
I stood up straight and sang for the record company man. My enthusiasm filled the room. I was young and I was keen with the devil in
bagpipes.
Yeah, bagpipes. Thank you, Rod. Oh, by the way, that was not the first single. I made a mistake. The first single is the song that I chose, which is She Makes Me Happy.
Oh, yes. So good.
She makes me happy on the coldest day. She makes me happy when the clouds are gray. Every day like Christmas when she's in my house. She makes me happy and I want to shout.
It's Kenny Aronoff on drums. He's head over heels for the current wife, which I believe they've been together now for years and years and years. I don't know how many wives he's had. Let me look it up. The current wife is, where's her name? Where isn't her name? Penny Lancaster. They were married in 2007. So do the math.
See, and he's singing these songs for
yeah.
Penny, not you're sprawled out on the bed with your
legs spread. Yeah. Yeah. So 2007, Penny Lancaster comes into his life. She is 54 currently, and he is he's 80. So that's a 26-year difference. That's wild.
It is, but it's I don't know. It's
got all his hair.
You know what? If it works, it works. It works.
It's Rod Stewart. He's always been with people younger. Not, well.
For an 80-year-old, you know, you got to keep up with Rod. He doesn't have to keep up with you.
Yeah, 26. That means when he was 27, she was one.
Okay, that doesn't sound
right, I'm just telling you. Anyone can do the math. Like, did he see her at the mall when she was one and think, you know what? Someday.
It's awful.
It's bad. I wish I hadn't said it, but I did. And I'm going to stick to it. All right. What's your next song?
My next song is Live the Life.
Live the Life. Live the Life You Want to Live. This sounds like classic Rod.
You wrote it in your email that you're sad and lonely, 'cause a girl in college has stolen your heart. And so my estimation of the situation is I bet you can't stand being apart. Listen, son, you gotta find a sense of perspective. Ain't no use of burying your head in the sand. Although I kinda like your revolutionary spirit, you boy, you gotta fall before you learn how to stand.
All right, Live the Life. It's a good tune. My next one is, we're going to close out the album Time from 2013. This is Beautiful Morning.
On this beautiful morning, on this beautiful, beautiful morning, here we are.
This is an upbeat, positive album, too.
Dude!
right, before we leave, here's what I got for you from the Wikipedia. It says, this rock album of his own original material, it marked a return to songwriting after Stewart termed a dark period of 20 years. He said that writing his autobiography gave him the impetus to write music again. The album entered the top 10 in the US and entered the UK album charts at number one. There you go.
There you go,
Rod Stewart. All right. Coming up next, we are moving on to two years later, he releases an album called Another Country. Let me give you some stats on this thing. Went to number 2 in the UK, went to number 20 in the US. Very respectable for 2015. Rod Stewart has a top 20 album. Pretty respectable. Another Country is, again, produced by Tom and Kevin Savager. I think basically they just wanted to keep going what they had started with Tom.
Yeah, they got to keep the momentum.
Keep the momentum going. And here we are. So what's your first song from Another Country?
My first song is called Love Is.
All right.
And so you come to me with your questions on a subject of which I'm well versed. Though I'm still as dumbfounded as the first time I found it, it's either a blessing or a curse. Although I cannot offer solutions, it would be reckless of me to try. Cause it's mystified man ever since time began. But hold on to your hat and I'll try. Love is like a burning arrow. It can pierce the coldest heart. Love is warm, love is patient, and the craziest thing I'll ever start.
Now, for these last two albums, you have to lean into knowing that these are songs written and sung by a man of a certain age, and he's nostalgic,
yeah,
and he's looking back, but he's also looking forward. And so you have to like those type of songs too. You know what I mean? This isn't Hot Legs. You know what I mean?
Right.
This isn't Do You Think I'm Sexy? This is a different thing. This is where he's at right now, and he's writing from the heart and about his life.
I just love the way he loves to be in love.
He loves to be in love.
And
for
I'm
sure.
Glad he found one that's lasting.
Well,
you know,
I think this one is maybe not a hot mess like maybe some of the other ones were. You know what I mean? I think this Penny Lancaster, it was like a normal person. Not a normal woman, not a normal person. I think the other ones had, you know, they were models and actresses and you know, anyone in the entertainment industry is all gonzo wacky. You're going to cough? Gross. All right. So my first song is called, and again, he's writing this for Penny, Can We Stay Home Tonight? Because at this point in his life, he's like, I'm kind of done maybe going out.
But I feel like that is all part of it too with her. He was older.
Yes.
When he met her.
Right.
And even though he's been older than all of his
always,
wives,
yeah,
he was younger and still partying and doing all of that.
And now he wanted to settle down.
Now
and
he's
be
got
more...
kids with this one, kids with this one. Now these got kids are getting older and he's meeting Penny.
He probably
and
has
I think
kids
he's as... out of this like crazy the crazy party.
Yes, the crazy party.
You know?
Doesn't mean he still doesn't want to have a drink with the guys after the show.
Yeah.
And have some wine at home. And then build his train set, which is up in the attic of his house. You know about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I bet Penny is as old as some of his kids.
That can't be true. That's not true.
I bet it is.
No.
I bet.
Stop it.
All right. This is Can We Stay Home Tonight?
Quarter past five and I'm half alive. Dead on my feet in 42nd Street. Thinking about you, baby.
His daughter, Kimberly, is 46. 40. 46.
That's 8 years.
I know, but still. Still, you're really given the benefit of the doubt. All right, let's see what's happening. He wants to stay home tonight.
Thinking about you now. Start up the car, I don't get too far. Traffic's insane and it started to rain. Oh, how I miss you, baby. Oh, how I miss you now. But oh, I'm one happy man. 'Cause I believe for you and me, the good Lord has a plan. I know you're arranged to see a show uptown, but if you don't mind, I'd rather hang around. I just wanna spend time with you and do all the things that we used to do. Oh, baby, can we stay home tonight?
All right, that's a nice sentiment. We don't have to go out. We'd stay home. All that I need and want is right here in this house.
And then she's like, I got tickets to a show. And she's now like, you just want to stay home.
And she's like, I'm 30. I'm staying home with you. Going to see Lenny Kravitz down at the Palladium. You stay here. Choo-choo up in the
going
attic.
Going out with the girls.
Yeah. Have a Wolfie's whiskey and, you know, play with your trains. All right. What's your next song off of Another Country?
My next song is called We Can Win.
It's a very positive title.
Come on.
Let's find out if it's positive.
You can feel the tension in the air. It's in the pops, it's everywhere. Stadium lights light up the sky. 60,000 crammed inside.
I mean, surely they must be playing this in the stadium.
Yes, during the soccer games. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Football.
Football. Thank you.
They do play it with just their feet. They're not allowed to touch the ball with their hands.
I love a song like that that's just about something totally... Again, this is his other love.
He loves soccer. What's he love? First, he loves...
The ladies.
He loves young women first. Then the booze.
No.
Then the children.
I think soccer comes before football. The booze and the children.
Football. It's football.
Football, sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
So underage wives, football.
Switch them.
Football, underage wives, booze,
and the
kids, and then the grandkids. No, he likes the grandkids more than the kids, I think.
Isn't that for everybody?
I think, the kids, I think, are trying to steal glom off of him. What's his net worth? When you look up a net worth, do you believe it?
No.
Okay, let's see if we believe Rod Stewart.
Because how do people know? Or how does any...
I don't know. My net worth. Oh, $6. Great. This sounds good though. This sounds believable to me. Estimated net worth $310 million. It's gotta be.
So then if you can Google that and you were his kid.
Yeah, you'd be like,
I'd be at the house too.
I would run down with my phone and go, do you have $310 million? And yesterday you told me I couldn't get a new laptop. Get me a laptop, is what I would say to my dad, Rod Stewart.
And then he said, Kim, you're 46 years old.
My dad just turned 89. My dad's 9 years older than Rod Stewart. And I can tell you, 9 years ago, my dad did not look like Rod Stewart looks now.
So in Rod's book, he will tell you, moisturizer. Specifically,
I use a moisturizer.
Oil of Olay.
No, I'm not putting that on my face. I feel like it'd be all greasy. It seems greasy, oil of Olay.
I think so too, but you know what? Look at Rod Stewart.
I mean, but he's kept the hair too. He's kept that hair.
And some the hairline people have is good
strong.
Genes.
And the hairline's strong and the hair is thick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's his.
And it's fucking definitely his because he runs around the stage, he's sweaty, puts his hand through his hair, you know it's his. All right, now I'm going to tell you something.
So sorry, I'm clinking ice.
It's fine. They know we're drinking Wolfies. It's a rascal of a thing, blended Scotch whiskey, and it's good. My bottle's almost empty. I'm not going to apologize for liking this next song. I'm not.
Oh boy.
I've played it on here before, and I don't want emails. The song's, and you know I love superheroes.
Oh.
The song's called Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. Look, when I bought this album and I saw that title, I'm like, that's got to be a piece of crap. And you might think it is a piece of crap, but for some reason, I'm dad and I have kids, and I really like this song. Here's what Rod says about the song. Stewart stated that Batman, Superman, Spider-Man was written about bedtime stories that he would tell his youngest son, Aiden Patrick Stewart. And he would, and these stories would be about the three superheroes. So Rod's, you know, telling bedtime stories. What are those stories like? So Batman and Superman are having a threesome with this young girl. Is that one of the good type of stories? And then Spider-Man comes in and he's all coked up and he's with Andy Taylor from Duran Duran and Carmen Appice and they are loaded. Okay. So anyway, but I'm going to preface this song with something, even though I don't apologize for this song, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man from Another Country. Please enjoy it.
It's a seagull stinkeroo.
Come on, little soldier, you look so tired. You nearly fell out of that chair. Turn down the television, pick up your toys, and I'll race you to the top of the stairs.
First of all, Rod, please don't race to the top of the stairs. You're going to fall, and you're going to hurt yourself. So don't race your five-year-old. Let's continue.
Cuddle up close and I'll turn out the light and we'll look for the man in the moon. I'll tell you a story about Gotham City if you promise not to grow up too soon.
Sometimes this song makes
it's
me cry.
Time for bed, my little boy.
This cheesy
lay
shit.
Lay down your head. And I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks and a house full of love.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Batman,
you might think it's trash. And that's fine. You might think that's a piece of crap. A big turd of a song, but I don't care.
I don't want you to apologize for it.
I like
and
it.
And look at the joy I'm getting from it.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Hopefully people driving around in their car don't drive off the road.
I told you you could make me laugh.
All right. So I'm going to play one more song from this album. Not because I'm like oh, I liked so many songs that I couldn't pick and I need to play. But I do love a song where they name other songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like Journey's Raised on Radio, they name a bunch of shit. I love songs like that. So this song is called Every Rock and Roll Song to Me. Okay? So he's singing to Penny, probably. And he's saying, you're every rock and roll song to me. But then he names rock and roll songs. Like, you're my
yes,
this, you're my that.
Yeah.
So I just want to play this one. It was a bonus track.
Strawberry fields, I know that's strange, but it's how I feel. And hey, be my heart of glass, and I will always make you laugh. You're my bridge over troubled water, and there ain't a thing about you I would alter.
All right, there we go. Every rock and roll song to me. All right, moving on. We got two more albums left in the canon. What's next? All right, now this song, this album's very interesting to me. This one caught me off guard a bit.
It's good.
It's a good album. And I love the cover because it's like a throwback cover to like the 70s Rod. It's a painting of him of some sort. The album is called Blood Red Roses. Again, it's produced by Rod and Kevin Saviger. And this is pretty good. This is a pretty stellar release. Something that you would not expect from Rod Stewart in 2018. So that's less than 10 years ago. 2018. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you got for me?
So
Blood Red Roses.
The first song I picked is called Didn't I?
Now, there's two versions. One featuring
Bridget Cady.
Is that the one you want, or do you want the other one?
No, that's the one I want.
Oh, boy. I don't think I... Oh, let me find it. Keep talking.
So Bridget, it was one of his backup singers when he tours. She is an acquaintance of mine. And
really? How?
Well, because she was married to she was married to Gavin, and Gavin is brothers with Warren Cady, who is a friend of ours. So
it's crazy. You've met this woman.
Let me tell you a little something about Bridget. Bridget has the voice of an angel, and you'll hear it on this song. She is incredibly talented, she is incredibly smart, she is beautiful, she is a great mother, and she can make a Christmas dinner like nobody I have ever met. I dream about this dinner that she made.
Wow.
Because she had us over one time, and the girl can cook. But she's an incredible person all around. So hearing her being featured on this song and duetting, it was so good to me. And she does another song with him on this,
Know if she was in the studio and recorded with him, or did she record her part and send it there?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer to it.
I don't feel like you know her. Could you do it?
Again,
could you call her?
I told you she's
in... Could you call her?
No, I could not.
You don't have her number?
No. I told you this was a whole nother life. I don't have her number.
All right.
No,
Let me ask you this. If you did have her number, would you call her?
No, I wouldn't call her.
Are you kidding me?
I haven't talked to her in so many years.
If you had her number in your phone, you would have to call her.
No.
Yes, and we would hold it up to the microphone, and you would say, we're talking about you and your beautiful Christmas dinner and your beautiful voice, and we're playing the song Didn't I right now on a podcast, and we love you. And she would be, and you would have made her night.
If I had her number, I would have texted her that.
I
will tell you this. I would make you call her. I asked her a long, long time ago, I need the recipe for the collard greens.
And what did she say? Fuck you.
She said, here you go. And I made it.
And I think
she left something.
Always do.
I know she did.
They always do.
She swears she didn't, but.
No, that's exactly how I make it. And then she tells her husband, I didn't tell her about the honey brown sugar extract.
Right. Right?
I don't want it to be as good as mine. All right. The song is Didn't I?
She will not come in until 2 minutes and 20 seconds around there. So.
You want me to bump it up?
Well,
a little
it'll
bit.
Just be her on that. So if you want to bump it up, you'll hear him singing, and then she'll come in.
I'm going to start it at 1:31.
Okay.
Here we go. Didn't I?
Your mother, God bless her, cries herself to sleep every night. Oh, my girl, my sweet. Innocent girl, didn't I search the streets for the beggars, pimps, and cheats? Oh, didn't I? And didn't I try to guide you to a baptism of fire? Oh, didn't I?
All right, here she comes. Do you know if she's still currently a Rod Stewart background singer?
No, I think she's with another singer now. And she was with some Italian. She was singing back up with an Italian singer.
Frank Stallone?
Oh, no.
Silly.
I can't remember the name.
All right. My first song from Blood Red Roses. Cool album cover. This is called Hole in My Heart.
From work, I nearly went berserk. She gonna left me for some Russian guy.
What the fuck?
And beside the bed, I know that's simply weird. You don't deserve me, so I'm out of here. Oh, baby,
come on. Bring her home, where you belong. There's a hole in my heart where she used to be. I'm a lone little tiger now. There's a hole in my heart where she used to be. I'm a lone little tiger now.
Hit me one time.
All right, it's a fun album. I'm telling you, it's a fun album that no one's ever heard. What's your second and final tune from Blood Red Roses?
My second one is called Give Me Love.
All right, here we go.
More fun. We're back to the
stuff. Yep. In the middle of Broadway, between a heaven and a deep blue sea. There was a time I was a good man. Now I'm drowning in my misery. Oh, yeah.
On right back into Studio 54.
Come on, it's fun. It's got a disco vibe. It's all good. We like it. Try not to burp so much. This is a good drink with the Wolfie's whiskey and the ginger beer. I like it a lot. All right, my last song from Blood Red Roses is called Farewell. Farewell. But don't leave, folks, because we have one more album.
Dressed up on a Friday night, getting drunk on cheap red wine. Two North London boys just out on the town. Catch a train up to cool Soho, the Marquee and the Flamingo. Peels and thrills and girls in the heels and Georgia fame, yeah. Making out we were millionaires, anything to get the girl upstairs. What was it you said? Humor before looks works every time. Oh, yeah.
True.
Skinny ties and mohair suits. White boys can't sing the blues. This was our time, our space, our songs, our generation. And I'll never know again. Someone as genuine, someone as wonderful as you. And I can't believe you're gone. That's why I wrote this song. Goodbye, my old friend.
All right, there we go. Farewell. Farewell, Rod and Blood Red Roses. I don't know if people are still listening at this time or if they're like, you know what, I'm out. I can't listen to this late era Rod Stewart, but I'm hoping people would still dig
this. This is so good, other than that one album.
We're only at an hour and 12 minutes, so it's not like this is, we thought this was going to go like 2.5 hours,
really,
maybe.
Did.
It's really flying by. Okay, here we go. 3 years later, we get an album called The Tears of Hercules, which I don't know what that means.
I don't either, and I'm not really a fan of that title.
I'm not either. It's his 32nd studio album. Again, it's the same team that's been working on these albums, Rod and Kevin. And let me see if it tells us what the, if I can find out what the title means. I can't. All right. I can tell you that he promoted the album on the television shows, The Kelly Clarkson Show, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and The Graham Norton Show. Love The Graham Norton Show.
That so show is great. So good.
If you've never seen The Graham Norton Show, that's what,
that's celebrities being relaxed and talking.
That's what James Corden thought he was going to do, and he never fucking did it. Graham Norton, he comes out, he says, his monologue is a couple corny jokes. And it's fine. Who cares? And then he sits down and he lets the celebrities be the star. And he gets some good ones in and teases them a little bit and shows stuff. It's a fucking great show. And all the celebrities are on the couch together. And I'm talking big celebrities. It'll be like Ian McKellen with Tom Cruise. You know, it's crazy.
And they have fun. You can tell they're having fun with each other. They're not just, oh, here's the next stop on this.
Right. Let's get this fucking done.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. De Niro. And, you know, it's just like, it's such a good show. And the celebrities make each other laugh and they interact. Find it. It's great. Like if you're buzzing around the TV through all your apps and you're like, there's nothing to watch.
Graham Norton.
You would love it. All right. And with that, what's the first song you got off of The Tears of Hercules?
So I told you to switch them, but I'm not going to have the last song you are. So what I think I'm going to do is go with them in order. So
you want me to play one more time?
I do want you to play one more time.
This is the first song I heard off this album. I saw the video.
Come on. Is this a single?
This was a single.
This was...
Do you like this song?
I do. I love this song.
So
you don't
do
like
I.
it?
No, oh. I do like
oh.
it.
No, I love this song.
All right. He says, smash it. Doesn't he say, together we'll smash it?
It's not the color of your hair or the beauty in your eyes that I'll be missing.
Okay, I'm only pausing it to say that this is in 2021... That's how his voice sounds.
Yeah.
That's how his voice sounds in the recording studio. I don't know if they do tricks on it. Doesn't sound like it. That sounds like if Rod Stewart walked in here right now with an acoustic guitar and played this song, that's how it would
sound. He still sounds great live.
He still sounds great.
Oh, the sunshine in your smile. Oh, those ruby red lips I've been kissing. Now your family don't like me. This I understand. I don't want to settle down. I'm just a rambling man. I'd rather be out rocking with my good old country band. Yes, I would. But listen, baby, it was great while it lasted.
Oh, yeah.
And together we smashed it.
Oh, yeah.
There's just for one more thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
I know that I can keep a secret, baby. Can you too?
One more time.
He's talking about banging, right? He wants to bang one more time for old time's
sake. Yeah. I don't think smash it, though, meant the same thing.
Yeah, but yeah, together we smashed it.
No, together we smashed it.
All right.
We were great.
Cool.
But one more time, yeah, for sure.
All right. Here's the thing. I'm going to piss my pants. So you just sit there, and I'll be back.
Okay, but you're going to edit out all of this dead space because I'm not saying anything.
I'm even going to edit out I'm going to piss my pants.
Now back to the show.
Oh, there was a step down. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's not fair.
I almost broke my...
You didn't... You almost broke my broken back.
All right. Here's a clean coming up right now. Okay, so, but this one more time, who's he singing this song to? And does his wife enjoy this song?
I thought the same thing, but I didn't even care because it's just like a throwback and
all right.
He's singing about somebody else.
I guess so.
Or another time.
Another time. Or maybe he's singing from the perspective of another gentleman and not himself. That's not true. All right. What do you think about this album?
Oh, I like this album.
You do? Okay, good. Okay, good.
I do.
I have three songs here. I don't know why. Maybe I couldn't decide. I'm going to go with I Can't Imagine. Oh, really? Because earlier you were talking about sleeping with someone else one more time. But now you can't imagine waking up with anyone else but me. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Lost and love is found. Another city, another show. Curtains up and away we go. In the hotel bar, the party's starting. Lots of laughing, lots of flirting. Happy faces, total strangers. Looking for love in all the wrong places. I can't imagine waking up with anybody else but you. I can't imagine waking up.
All right. What's your final song of the show? Final one.
This song. I
I didn't know if you picked this as a joke or if you really
know,
enjoyed
right?
this song.
Here's the thing. I almost wasn't going to play it last, but then since you'll have the last song, it doesn't matter. It's not a joke, but it is because it's a ridiculous song with a ridiculous name.
Can you
but
say the name?
But it made me so giddy,
joyful.
With yes, I was giggling. I was dancing around. It's stupid lyrics.
Mm-hmm. I get it, dude.
I can say it.
Can you say the title of the song? Because I don't know that I can.
If I can get it out, it's called
Cuckoo-rama-bama.
Cuckoo-rama-bama.
Cuckoo-rama-bama. Cuckoo-rama-bama. Cuckoo-rama-bama. All right.
And it's gonna get stuck in your head.
Oh. Hey, is that you?
Feel it in the city when the nights are hot. Dance, dance, give it all you got.
Does he carry around a tin of Viagra like it's gum?
I don't know, but how ridiculous is this song?
Sex is cool and sex is nice.
It's like he is ripping off George Michael.
I mean,
in the worst way.
Yeah.
I mean, but it made me so happy listening to that song that I had to pick it.
All right. Now, my next song is not going to be the play out. I'm just going to play it. I have a play out song. But it's not this song. But here's one last song from The Tears of Hercules from 2021. This song is called Hold On.
The world is changing in a biased way.
It's one of those things.
And the sword cuts both ways at last.
This could have been a COVID-written song.
Do we live in fear?
2021.
Is our conscience clear? With so many questions unasked. Keep your loved ones safe. Keep your family close. Keep your children by your side.
Hold On addresses topical issues including bigotry and racism with a reference to civil rights activist John Lewis. So there you have it. We just went through six. Was it six or eight?
We also went from Cuckoo Arambabamba
to that.
To that.
On the same album. Did we do eight albums?
We did eight albums.
Wow. Eight albums in an hour and 30 minutes. Crazy.
Efficient.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Pat.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, and you're not even ready for this. When you come in March, we're going to do Rod Stewart and the rest. Everything we didn't cover in these episodes, we're going to do the Christmas shit. We're going to do Soul Book. We're going to do that Jules Holland swing album. And you got to pick two songs from each of those songbooks.
Okay.
It's a lot of songbooking. Should we only pick one? No, pick two.
We can get through eight albums this quick.
Yeah, we can get through it. And if you find ones that are fucking ridiculously stupid and funny, then pick those.
I'm going to and I will.
Pick the shitty ones. All right. With that, Rod Stewart. Long live Rod Stewart. Let's raise it up. Can we clink? Can you reach? There we go. Chug it. Mmm. That is a rascal of a thing. That's what it says right on the bottle of Wolfie's Whiskey. I recommend Wolfie's Whiskey. It's good stuff.
I don't like whiskey, and I recommend it because you just polished it off.
So, Suzanne's not on social media currently. That's okay. If you're in a hospital in Pismo Beach and you find yourself with a gunshot wound to the head, show up and she'll take care of you. Right?
Yes, I will.
All right. What's the worst thing you've ever seen in an ER? Do you want to even say?
Yeah.
You do want to say or you don't?
No, I won't.
Okay.
Pretty bad. You see really horrible, pretty horrible bad things. And all right. Yeah, that's somebody's worst day. So.
Yeah, yours. Okay. Gallows humor. All right. We are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. We are on Facebook, Rock Solid Podcast. And if you want to support the show for as little as $2 a month, go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And we got prizes. You can be involved in episodes and you can hear episodes early. And when I interview someone, I put the video up. I put the Zoom video unedited on the Patreon page for the $5 plus supporters. It doesn't go anywhere else. I don't put those videos on YouTube. You can only see them there. And I'm just letting you know that. So with that, something else that happened during this time period of Rod Stewart recording these eight albums was he recorded a song with the Groover from Vancouver and the master of tantric sex, the pretentious Mr. Sting. And this song was from, I'm sure this movie sucks. The Three Musketeers has to be a fucking shitty movie. With Charlie Sheen. The Musketeers are Charlie Sheen, Kiefer Sutherland, and
I know I saw it.
Oliver Platt. I've never seen it because I feel like The Three Musketeers should be a really cool movie, and this just looks like Cheeseball City. But we did get the song All for Love, so let's close it out with that. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Pat.
Here we go.
When it's love.